This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Joining us once again is Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and has been an adjunct professor for the past 13 years. She also works as an independent consultant for various individuals, groups, and organizations as she continues to see a small caseload of individual and couples patients through telemental health services on a regular basis. Martinez is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And Dr. Martinez, great to have you back here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
So to lead things off here today, what made you think of the comparison of the modern use of Maslow's hierarchy of needs as a tool for patients and students? Let's kick things off here today with that.
Well, I was having more and more both students and patients talk about, they were having, especially during the pandemic, I was starting to see this, they were at a point where they were both starting to be unemployed or having situations where they were going to be evicted. They were having housing crisis. And I would see them during these times where they were having instability of what we would see within it. So many people have taken sort of, you know, psychology 101, sociology 101, and they're familiar with Maslow's triangle. And we can get more into that in a bit. But these, what we call basic needs, were unstable and not being met. And then the very next thing they would say to me was, and I'm thinking about going online for dating. And that's sort of a next level need. And it's so common that we want to have that need met because it makes us feel good. But this is before they're even getting these basic safety and security needs met. And that's sort of out of whack. We want to make sure that we have some very important needs met before the other. And that was what got me started on thinking about this as a topic and sort of getting things more aligned.
So Dr. Martinez, what are the levels of the hierarchy? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Well, and for those that aren't familiar with them, Maslow's hierarchy is a triangle. So obviously it starts like from the fat base and it goes up to the teeny tiny point at the top. And there's five levels for it. The base level is what he called physiological needs. And these are what we think of as food and water, breathing, homeostasis. That's when like everything's in line. But they also include other basic needs such as shelter, safety, somewhere to live, nutrition, air, water, temp regulation. They also include the next level up, which is financial health, health and fitness, as well as safety and sense from health, fitness, and free from accidents. That next level up is the one that I started to see interchangeably, and that's what we call our social needs, and that is friendships, family, relationships, typically where I started to see people talk about romantic relationships with partners, and the next level up is esteem needs, and this is where we get met people's need for appreciation, being admired, motivating behaviors, things that really help get, we think of motivating behaviors, things that get us going, exercise, working towards a promotion, it works something that is goal-oriented. And then the teeny tiny top is self-actualization, and there's different opinions about this. Some people say they strive to achieve this in their life. Some people say you can never achieve self-actualization or they are always working towards it.
Very, very interesting. And also, what are some of the issues with jumping between levels at critical times? Touch on that if you would.
Well, if we think about it, jumping between between these levels, when we are not sure if we have, we're not going to have a home, if we're worried about getting evicted from our apartment or we're couch surfing with friends, if we are scared that we're going to be living at a shelter, if we are worried that our unemployment is going to run out, if we are not having regular, if we're having food instability, we are not feeling good about ourselves, we are not presenting our best selves to someone. And this is a time when people who seem to be the type of person that has a honing beacon, who just knows to search out that person who is in a place where they are unstable. And that is when we're going to be in those relationships or find those people who are not the best for us. Whereas at a point where if we wait, if we get to a point where we are feeling stable, where we have got a stable place to live, where we have a stable job, where we are feeling good about ourselves, where we're at a point where we're kind of feeling amazing, we are going to radiate that about ourselves. And there is something about what we put out, we get back, and we are going to attract that type of person. And so waiting, taking a beat, and getting everything in line for ourselves is going to also attract those types of people around our universe.
Today, we're joined by Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Psychology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, why might someone be drawn to do so, meaning jumping between the levels?
Well, I think it's a very normal human reaction and feeling at a time when things feel unstable, when it feels like we have almost lost everything, when we have a lot of transitions, when we have that instability, when we've had a number of big losses at once, where we may have, due to downsizing, lost a job, where we have been unemployed for a number of months. What's going to make you feel better than getting some positive reinforcement from somebody in your love life, or to get some positive attention? It's such a normal human reaction to want to get that sort of positive attention back. But also, it can be another hit to your esteem, and the worst thing, because you can attract the worst kind of person during that time as well. And so it can be that multiplying effect.
Last question on this topic. What are the benefits to waiting for the right time or right level, so to speak?
Well, the benefit of it is that we're going to be at our best point. We're going to be our best selves, and we're going to attract the best person. And everything is going to be in line. While it can feel like having to wait forever, everything for all of us, we're impulsive. We want everything to be right and perfect and right now. That's human nature. But we can prevent having those setbacks by attracting those negative people into our world, by having to go through heartbreak or setbacks to our self-esteem, having to removing toxic people from our lives, negative relationships from our lives. We don't have to go through those negative experiences or worry about that. We can just start moving forward towards these next positive phases of our life and go into that transition seamlessly.
Once again, Dr. Martinez, always great to have you with us. Looking forward to our continued series here on eHealth Radio. And again, thanks for joining us once again. Dr. Martinez, where can listeners touch base with you and to tap into your resources and or services as well?
They can reach me at my website at drnikkimartinez.com. That's drnikkimartinez.com. That's the best place to reach me. My LinkedIn Nikki, N-I-K-K-I / Martinez. That's where they can find me on LinkedIn. And I would love if they feel free to check out my many articles on everydaypower.com. And they can just put in the keyword Nikki Martinez and they'll all come up. That'd be great.
And that sounds easy enough. Of course, listeners, will always include the links within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Dr. Martinez, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Nikki Martinez, who works as an independent medical expert at the federal level and is the lead contributor for EverydayPower.com. And again, for further details, visit drnikkimartinez.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.